Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Match Life Pod N8. I'm so happy you stopped by for this 8-minute chat. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you to reach out to us on our website, matchlifepodn8.com, and you can also reach out to us on Facebook at Set Apart Your Light. We are here to help you, to encourage you. If you have a prayer request, if you want to connect with us, I want to know. I want to know if this show is helping you. If you have a theme that you want to talk about, let's talk about it on this show to help encourage other believers who are having the same problem that you may have. Hey guys, and welcome back to another Match Life Pod N8. I am so happy, guys. It is 2022. We made it. This is the first episode of 2022, and I'm just happy to be alive. I had a birthday 4 days ago. Thank you, Lord, for entering into chapter 34. Thank you. I have no problem sharing my age. If you don't know me, I have no problem sharing my age because I think it's a blessing to get older every single year. I think it's just a blessing. So without further ado, this first topic of 2022, I want to talk about, are you clogged? Are you clogged? You know, when the new year usually hits, we always come out with all of these resolutions, things that we're not going to do anymore, how we want to be. I know I do. I know I love to give, to say what I'm going to do, right? I like to do the little vision board. And you know what? The vision board really works, guys. Let me tell you, writing that vision down, making it plain, you know, and the Lord will direct your path if you allow him, on your vision. So, but another thing that happens usually during this beginning of the year, if you go to church, and you probably all do this, right? The corporate 21-day fast, right? We're like, oh, goodness, here we go. We got to give up something for 21 days. Or we just going to go into a complete fast for 21 days, meaning drinking only water, or you do only vegetables, the Daniel fast, whatever fast you're doing. What is it meant to do? It's meant to unclog you, right? To unclog your pipe. So today I want to talk about, are you clogged? Are you clogged? Sometimes in our lives, we can get bogged down with things of this world and the heaviness of this world and things that we have to do. We have to take care of our children. We have to do the shopping. We have to take care of our family. If you're a husband, you know, there are so many things that we have to do. We may have a friendship that has gone awry. We may have even a relative that is against us, but we have to take the time to become unclogged with those things so that the living water of Jesus Christ can flow through us. So today's anchor scripture, you know, we always have to have one, right? Because this is about the word of God, right? These are our basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible. So it's in Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 21. And this is when Jesus is talking to the disciples after a man came with his son wanting him to be delivered from demons. And this is what it says. It says, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not drive it out? And he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And I like that they have it in brackets in my Bible, in the NASB, because it says that this was not necessarily in earlier versions. But why did they feel the need to add, but this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting? And Jesus had just came down, right, from the mountain. And this is when he saw all of these things. Beloved, when we're clogged with our desires, the pipe of our hearts that is meant for the living water of the Holy Spirit to flow through us gets clogged. Let me say that again. When we are bogged down with our desires, the pipe of our hearts, right, that is meant for the living water of the Holy Spirit to flow through gets clogged, right? And so when we get clogged with ourselves and we get clogged with the worries of life, it's almost impossible to serve others. You know, I was thinking today, and I actually told my children, you know, there are two things that we must do. We must love God and love people. He said in the Bible, how can you love me and hate your brother? These two things cannot be. And when we're clogged, when the Holy Spirit cannot flow through us, you will see that things in your life will become even worse, right? But when we allow this time of prayer and fasting and this time of consecration and separation, right? Separating ourselves from the world, separating ourselves from even TV, separating ourselves from anything that is going to bring us away from the presence and the person of God, we will see a change in our lives. We will see that our pipes will become open, and you will see so many things that will happen in your life. I declare and decree today that you will be unclogged in 2022. And the Bible says, I love this verse in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul says it perfectly, and I love Paul. Let me tell you, he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. You know, when we start going through this season of prayer and fasting, we will start to see that, you know what? My desires really aren't that important anymore. What I want is what the Lord wants. What I want is what the Father wants. What I want is the will of God for my life, right? The purpose that I need to be walking in. That is what I want. That's what it means, beloved, to be unclogged, right? To be free, to be yielding to the Spirit of God in our lives. Now, how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, like I said, if it is food for you, take away the food. Right? A lot of people fast from fast food. A lot of people fast from television for 21 days. A lot of people fast from eating sweets or eating breads and things like that. I know that's my biggie. So that's what I'm a primarily vegetable, plant-based eater anyways. However, sweets are my weakness, right? So no sweets, no juice, nothing like that for me, definitely. But whatever is holding you back, that is clogging your pipe, because when we feed our flesh, right, it's easier for us to yield to our flesh, right? But when we feed our spirit, it gets harder and harder to yield to our flesh. Our spirit wins, right? And that is when we allow the Holy Spirit to come in and to really work alongside us, and we really expand this kingdom. Because in the end, guys, what really matters is how many people are we going to bring with us to the kingdom of God. We may never know who we touch. We may never know who listens to us or who even hears this podcast. I may never know. But what I do know is that I will go to heaven, and I know that there has got to be somebody that I have talked to that has seen the Holy Spirit in me and Yeshua, the light, and is going to be in heaven because of something that I said. I pray, right? We all pray. If it's just one person, I really don't care. Just one. Just one person. That's enough. That's a generation, right? So I just want to encourage you today. Our lovely 8 minutes is up, but I want to encourage you today that get unclogged, right? Let's get unclogged in 2022. And I know this is not about a resolution or this is about a new beginning, right? My birthday is 1888. I love that number 8 because it's new beginnings. So 2022, our double portion, right? Let's get unclogged. And I pray that this word helped you. And I pray that this chat encouraged you. And go forth and do what God has asked you to do. I love you, and I will see you next time. Shalom. Bye-bye, guys.